Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now for the How to Get Away with Murder After Show. We're talking about everything we did was for nothing.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, AfterBuzz begin. We are another week in with How to Get Away with Murder. We picked up a new crew member.
Hey! Hello! Thank you guys for having me.
Totally! Thank you for joining the team. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you?
I'm Nadine Dallapalo. You can find me everywhere at Nadine DP and the number 3.
Awesome.
Don't forget the 3.
Oh, yeah.
Good number.
Hey, y'all. I'm April Wissenhant. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And, of course, you can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
Awesome. And I'm JB. You guys can follow me everywhere at @heyjohnblake. Let's talk about this episode.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's my feelings about
totally.
It.
Totally.
It
was very much a build-up episode for me, at least. I mean, because the preview for the next week looked insane. I mean, we got a kind of a teaser with Laurel's mom calling out of the blue to Dominic's phone.
Yeah. I don't know. Did it look insane for next week, or was it just, like, such a build-up of a teaser, I think? The editing
maybe,
looked really well.
Maybe,
like, what's the final thing going to, like, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
it looks
know.
Like
what's
back
the verdict
going to
be?
For once, it's been, like...
I'm just annoyed, I think, obviously... way skipping ahead to the end, but I'm annoyed that they're even really introducing Laurel's mom. I don't want it to become like the Laurel
the
show.
The Castillo show, yeah.
Yeah, and that seems like what it's becoming a little bit, but I'm like, what's the point? Obviously her mom is going to be there to testify and whatever, so that's a good help, and it's a plot twist, whatever, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of like, what about all of the other important people? It's just kind of every bit of it is
and we
about
still
that
have
right now.
So many storylines that we still need answered, like, and then you're about to bring, we just found out about Laura's mom being a kind of cuckoo, you know what I mean? Like, granted we had little pieces of it before, but now it's like, oh goodness, and she's here.
Yeah, I think she's probably just going to be introduced just for this episode, though. I think once the verdict comes out of what happens, I don't think she's going to, like, stay. And if the verdict is yes, Laurel has the baby, keeps the baby, like, she's going to stay and raise the child. So I think it's just for this.
Totally. Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like, I mean, given who her dad is, like, if the mom is obviously on the same page, I feel like it'd be hard for her to add, like, a different dynamic than we've seen with him. She's probably just, like, more of a kind of a one-two, like...
More cuckoo.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of the same to kind of shut Laurel down and keep her from screwing things up. That being said, it sounds like the entire us going public was a massive success. He, like, rang the bell.
Hey, but it's so true. Just like she said, everything that they did is for nothing. Like, nothing has happened. We have obviously no idea who has the hard drive, even though part of me tonight was kind of like, Nate, do you have it? Only because, just, I mean, there would be no reason for him to have it other than just trying to protect everyone, because that's what he does, little knight in shining armor.
that's
when he's not boxing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw your eyes at that boxing scene.
Ooh, I could not look away. That was nice.
That was not real, though. That was his body. That was him.
I was looking at the
screen.
That was
him.
Like
that was him? That was just
like
too much.
Let the record show that JB brought it up this time.
He did.
This time it was
I kept the specifics out. You guys definitely took it.
Did you
threw the bait? You dangled the bait. You said
I
boxing.
Should have known better.
Also, we saw him. Mistake. We saw him smile tonight, which was beautiful.
I wasn't a fan of that though. I like his mug. I like when he has a straight face and he's. He smiled at Bonnie like, I'm the good guy.
But we could see his little dimple pop out. I liked it.
I love that you're like, less smile, more body.
Yeah.
Yes! Less head, more body.
That's where I am.
Or when he has that, like, sexy smoldering, like...
Price, what are you talking... Price says Nate needs to get some hair. What's wrong with him?
He's some hair?
So, very few people can pull off the real bald look. He definitely...
Is he actually bald?
Oh, I don't know, but he's bald.
I don't think I've ever seen his face. Wait...
His face?
Yeah, I think I'm distracted.
That's what I said.
What does he look like? That's funny.
So you didn't know it was him when he smiled.
I think it's possible that he could have the hard drive. Only because whenever Bonnie went to him, or whoever was that went to him, how did he even like know that that's what it was about initially?
Yeah.
But why would he be hiding the fact that he does? Because he's so upfront about being back on Team Annalise.
Because he doesn't. He knows that it's the key to them essentially like... all getting hurt in a way, and just the fact that he was so defensive about it. I mean, he's my best guess anyway as of right now, because obviously we know the kids don't, we know, you know, who was there. It has to be like police, Annalise, or Laurel.
Yeah.
And clearly she doesn't have it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he did have access. He would have been someone that had access to going through there to find that. And the fact that he is so, like, throwing himself into everything that's happening. He even went over to the apartment to talk to the boys. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him that hands-on in a while. Right. So I think he's doing stuff for a reason, which we'll find out in a couple episodes.
That's a good point. Why is he being so hands-on?
Very
why
much
is
he so. All of
a because helping them? Annalise won him over with the class action suit. And remember, he went to her at the tail of the first half of the season saying that I'll help you, I got something for you, and blah, blah, blah. So now they're kind of supposed to be playing with each other as long as she stay out of trouble, which is the only reason I believe the fact that he have the drive may be true, mm-hmm. but not for a selfish reason. Well, more for a selfish reasons than anything else. Like, just so that we can get into.
Right. Yeah. Back to the class action suit that you just mentioned. I guess it's his dad is a part of it?
Yeah. I think that's his dad. I mean, it wasn't confirmed, but they have the same name. So maybe
Leahy. Yeah. It's got to be.
So maybe that's the whole reason he has the drive or something, so that at the end of all of this, it helps his dad get out of prison. So maybe he's just doing all of this to have leverage in some sense later on.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
How sad was that, though? His dad's been in solitary confinement for 10 years or something like that, they said?
Right. Well, he did seem, like, pretty concerned about the case in general. Like, when he was talking to Asher, you know, like, he was kind of pissed off that Connor was running point on this, given that he just dropped out of school.
Probably because he knows it's going to be a really tough thing. Right. Like, you don't just put someone in solitary confinement for no reason. Now, obviously, I'm guessing it's going to come out that he's been there, he's been held there for the wrong reasons, but I think he knows it's probably going to be really difficult because he must have done something really bad and obviously did bad things in prison as well. But I definitely didn't think it was going to be his dad. I thought it was going to be like a friend or something like that.
Yeah.
But then we've never heard anything about his family, so minus his wife or his ex-wife. But I don't know. I'm more like, I like digging into his past as well. Because he's always been that secondary character that's there to help everyone. But, like, it's time that he gets some help.
Am I the only one that literally did not really, because, you know, they were reading off the potential face of. So when they were reading about Nate, the senior.
Yeah.
I wasn't really listening. Like, he's been in solitary confinement and blah, blah. I wasn't really listening until Asher was like, oh, look at his name. And then I think you were like, it's Nate's person. And then it turned out to be literally Nate.
Right.
Yeah.
I was, well,
but so he didn't have his shirt off. That's why you weren't paying attention. Let's be real.
That's true. You got me.
Oh, I love it. Prize Elena is always looking beautiful. Where you been? Look at this hair too. She has got it going on tonight. Sorry. I'm trying to hook you up.
I don't like attention. Did y'all know
that? I'm happy that we're seeing more of him getting his background, but I guess it is kind of weird because he thought, or for so long, he's been off Annalise train, but he's always been down to help the kids when he knows that they need help. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's kind of what got him back in, is Asher needing help.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always had a little bit of soft spot for Asher, too, even though Asher cold-blooded killed somebody, but he doesn't know that.
Asher's like everyone's fave, low-key.
Yeah. He's
ridiculous.
He's just such a, like, nice guy, and I feel like he kind of got, like, pushed into this scenario where, like, everybody's kind of a shark and he's just like
Nemo. Chilling. But the writing that they do for him, it's just
like
so
a guppy
on point.
That's just like hanging on. Yeah,
yeah. It's like every time that he does have a line, it's funny. Totally. He's the comedy relief in all this crazy madness.
What was the line where he said,
"Oh, he was talking to Laurel, and he said, end up like a cuckoo like your mom or something."
Yeah, that was not good.
You laughed!
Oh, I laughed because it was funny.
No, it was the kidnap. Was like, he said the kidnap.
Oh, yeah, he said you end up kidnapped.
But like, there was something else.
Oh, what was it? Or do you have any ideas? Or does it remind you of when your dad kidnapped you?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I laughed. That was funny.
Too soon,
JB, you were like dying. You hackled.
Well, I know.
I
love Asher. And even in this episode, he kind of had his like moment in the sun. Like, he got to talk Oliver down from the ledge. Like, he was... He just, like, went off the reservation, like, freaking out about Simon, and, again, of all people, Asher, like, talking some sense and, like, getting him through that stage.
I like that he got that, and that he said to Connor, like, please let me be the hero
for once. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he really is, like, he's the, I literally can't think of any other word right now minus buffoon of the group.
Right.
He's a smart person, like, he's all, just like we said, he's a jokester, he's always kind of made a joke of as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good moment for them, and honestly, the way that he how he talked him down was when he's like, you know, bury yourself in this. Yeah. I know it sounds awful and it's selfish and whatever, but like you really do have to move on at some point. But just to describe it as like, that's the only thing that kept me from hanging myself like my dad did.
I totally forgot that, like, how much Asher alone has been through. Like,
same. Obviously that's exactly that, what I was going to say.
Yeah, like, his dad thing, but also his murder situation was just him. Like, he acted alone, and he, like, wasn't really part of the whole group thing, and I think that was much more visceral, at least, because he, like, made the decision to, like, cold blood, like,
which is why it was such a relief to see him have that moment with Oliver.
Right.
Yeah.
Oliver, I don't, you know, y'all know how I feel about Oliver. Today, I wanted to switch him with Bonnie. Like, I was feeling Bonnie's outfits today.
That blue power suit.
That blue that power suit was popping. I could keep her to this episode. And Oliver, anyway, not to take the shot off.
Yeah, Oliver's out now.
He's like completely lost it. But for Asher to have that moment with Oliver was very genuine and it was super cool.
Shout out to Jessica Smith. Oliver can fall off the ledge. Love that. I agree.
The guy's been through a lot, though. Everyone else, they're all pro murderers.
What
like,
has he been through?
That's true.
He saw a guy shoot himself in the head and it was because of them, because of something they did. Everyone else is just numb to it now, you know? Yeah. Like,
but he did. A lot of people mentioned this in our comments from last week's video. He did. He's the one that begged them
to
be a part of
it.
He's the one. And now, obviously, when there's a group here and you're here, especially when your, you know, significant other is involved, you want to. Like, no matter how many times Connor warned him, he was never not going to be interested. But it is like he warned you how bad it was.
Right.
And now that, not to take away from the trauma that he obviously just experienced. Mm-hmm, this is like within days at this point. But it's like you asked for it.
It's fine to have that trauma because he is new to it. He's never seen any, like, I get that. But for you to start retracting everything that you've done to get yourself to this point, it's like, okay, I'm going to need you to have some kind of balance. Yeah, you can lose it for a little bit, but now you're in the hospital and you're going a little cuckoo, and I'm going to need you to reel it back in because you're part of the reason we're in this mess. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's nice that he's going to see Simon. Like,
it is super sweet.
I don't think that was a bad thing that he went to do that. Because obviously he was involved. They know he's a friend. Just because you go, or just because Oliver goes to see him anyway, doesn't like incriminate him in some way. But so it's like I like that he's, you know, showing that they all need to like, have some humanity. But it's like get it together a little bit.
Yeah, and he went a little far. I mean, even before he went to the hospital, he was like hacking the mainframe of the hospital. Like, literally, like, religiously looking at the numbers of, like, his kidneys and all that stuff.
But I think it's like, because he feels responsible. Or, like, he feels partially responsible.
He is.
And he had every opportunity to be like, no, this is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. But he was one of the ones pushing it. He was one of the ones like, oh, okay, sure. I mean, he wasn't just like, sure. But
well, no, I get him feeling connected. I just feel like he kind of, it became an obsession almost for him. And maybe because it's like, it was part of his first like heist thing.
His first murder.
Yeah.
Danielle says in the chat room when he tried to snap at Annalise.
Oh, like, loved that.
Good. Yeah. Like that was the moment where you knew he was almost losing it. Like you really just tried to comfort me and I had nothing to do with this.
Right.
Yeah.
She snapped back so quick. She didn't even smile. She got into the elevator like
good as just she like, should. This is like the first time I've actually like been on Annalise's side. It's like she cut you all out so no more of this crap would happen. Mm-hmm. Now she's coming back to clean it all up. And you guys are still yelling at her and saying it's her fault for everything.
Totally.
No, Mama Bear is not in fault for this.
Exactly.
Yeah. She just cleans up everything.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about why she does that a little bit. Because when she went to go see Dr. Isaac, like she kind of had a breakthrough, apparently, that she said that she does help all these people, like to help herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To save herself.
Still a little confusing, though.
Well, even with when she was talking to Bonnie, she's like, I do this so I don't feel so dead inside all of the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, and I understand that, but also there's a connection. There's a connection to Wes, obviously, being involved with them. There is a connection just because they killed her husband, and it's more than that. Like, I don't think she would do this for just, like, a random group of students, like, as far as, you know, go as far as she has with them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it kind of makes total sense. That's, I don't know why it's such a big mystery of why she's doing all of this. It's like, she literally said it because mm-hmm. it makes her feel better and she cares about them.
But also, how do you say no after you've been through all of this together? How do you say no to helping them when this happens now? You can't just really cut it off. You can't fully cut off your emotions to all of these people just like that or with a letter. Like, that doesn't happen.
And it's Wes's baby. Obviously, she has a major connection to Wes.
I thought that's why she was going to say she was connected. Not necessarily to save herself. I thought she was going to say because, you know, I felt responsible for Wes and this is Wes' baby, etc. I don't see how she's saving herself with this group. And you guys know that I'm Team Annalise. Like, they've been an anchor to her since she's met them. Like, she was so strong and powerful when we were introduced to them. Yeah. She picked the five, blah, blah, blah. And since then, they've just been dragging her down. Yeah. So I don't get how they're saving her.
No, I don't either. I think it makes her feel good to do good things for other people, but they're definitely, I mean, they haven't done her any favors career-wise. Yeah. Personal-wise, she only turned into an even worse alcoholic. Her husband's been killed. Her long-lost child of sorts has now been killed. It's like, They're definitely not doing.
Yeah, they're definitely a negative influence.
I think I ultimately think it's the connection of Wes and just the fact that all that she went through with her baby and then she literally pulled the baby out of
Wolf, obviously. But also, I think they've sort of become her family. I mean, she got that basically all taken away. She lost her child and obviously Sam.
Yeah.
Frank and Bonnie were kind of there, and then they Frank's back and maybe Bonnie's coming back, but
Bonnie's back.
I guess we're all coming back to Mama Bear, but I think that's like what she lives for. Before, when we saw her just like working and kicking ass, was great, but I don't think she really had anybody. You know, even though she was like married to Sam, like their relationship wasn't great. Like,
well, he was like.
Yeah, in the co-ed. Yeah,
that's what, Ty just said. She's basically using them to fill that void, which I think she mentioned tonight. And now that I can understand, like, they came into your life and they're all these vibrant characters and you're like, oh my gosh, I want them to be. I never, you know, you start remembering how you never had kids and you baby them. Right. And now she has an attachment to them, which is normal, I feel, for someone in her role.
Sure.
Which is why she can't let go. So I get it.
Yeah. And I think she would bring up Wes probably in like 3 more years of therapy. But I think she's like skidding around the point. But I think eventually it would get to that.
I think it's going to take 3 years.
Maybe 5 even.
Where are you from, Amy?
Where am I from? I'm from upstate New York. Why?
Nothing. We're just having a conversation here.
The accent.
Is there an accent? There's not an accent.
Someone said they liked your voice.
Thank you.
I told them I would get them answers.
Thank you very much. The important thing's happening.
We have all the corners of the United States covered.
Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, the flashbacks of Wes are killing me, though.
Yeah, we just got some Wes back in this episode. A bunch of different flashbacks.
Why?
It's you know, because if I'm going to... if I'm still going to be seeing Wes, I want it to be new stuff. I'm tired of seeing the same flashbacks, and I understand it's like a way for us to mourn his death.
Well, yeah, it was the quick scene with... him and I think it's Maggie. When there's like Maggie,
the soccer ball. Showing up at his door.
Yeah.
Her like talking to him, asking him to move in. Which as soon as they showed that in the flashback, I was like, that was such a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
But whatever, neither here nor there.
I can't believe he's already has like a drawer full of baby clothes.
I know.
He got really excited.
Very prepared. No,
Laurel did it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But the thing, but his stuff is still in there. It's like going in there, you had to show those flashbacks because it's all triggers. And that was the first time she's been back in there.
Right.
So of course she's going to think that.
No, Laurel's been living there.
No, Annalise.
Oh, Annalise.
Yeah,
okay.
When the flashback started. Yeah.
Got it. I don't know. And she lifted up that onesie and I was like, that is way too big for a newborn. But whatever. Why do y'all think, though, that she was... So they're talking about Annalise, the whole episode's trying to get her out, but trying to keep her in. Why do you think Laurel didn't want Frank to know? I thought whenever Frank accidentally hit her that she was going to be angry. I didn't think that she would feel bad for him. I mean, obviously she knows it's an accident, but that shocked me whenever she was telling Michaela it's not because of anything else. It's because Frank hit me.
Remember he went through his whole meltdown about being a baby daddy?
No, I know, but I still thought she was going to be angry.
She feels bad for him. She still has feelings for Frank. She just fell in love with Wes and had his baby.
Yeah.
And if it was Frank's baby, then, you know, things would be different. But I think that she still has this sense of loving for him.
Yeah.
So when he had that breakdown and, you know, he was trying to get his life together and he was just begging on the floor like a dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
that was pretty dramatic.
Frank got, like, real low. I mean, a few episodes back, like, there's a flashback in it this episode when he tried to, he almost killed himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So but I think.
It's because they were fighting. And right. She was like, this is so dumb. He and Connor were fighting. I forget mm-hmm. what they were fighting over yeah. at this point. That's why I thought she was going to be mad because he was doing something so dumb. And then hit her and obviously mm-hmm. made all of this happen. But I guess that's why I was like, wait, why haven't you said this to right. the rest of the people? Because everyone's like, is it drugs? Is it this? Is it this? And
well, maybe that shows the maturity part and that she shouldn't actually be right. locked up and there isn't something crazy going on with yeah. her. You know what I mean? Maybe that just shows that she's a little sane.
And also, I feel like obviously it was an accident. Yeah, like, no one meant to do that. But I think it was equally on Worrell because she, like, got up in that fight. Like,
well, she did.
If you're pregnant, yeah. like, you kind of have to keep a bubble around yourself, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. But what are you going to do if they start tearing each other's heads off?
Yeah,
I don't know. Either way, I was surprised. But whenever Michaela just spilled all of the beans, he took it pretty well.
Yeah, Michaela can't never hold anything in. Yeah.
She annoys me so much sometimes.
She's about gossip.
And then she blames everyone else for all the problems in her life. And it's her own fault.
Did y'all see her crying in after she ambushed Tegan? I mean, she wasn't literally crying, but she was whining, and I wanted her to shut up.
Because she wanted to find another Annalise, and she found it, and then she messed it up. And this woman isn't coming back to her like Annalise does.
Like, you knew what was going to happen.
You
clearly knew. And now you're trying to, like, go sit down.
Yeah.
Took her purse and the key card, and what do you think is going to happen?
Out of her purse? Like, what?
Were y'all surprised that Tegan played it straight with Nate?
No.
With Nate?
Whenever she was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Essentially protecting Michaela, but also not protecting Michaela. It's not why she was doing it, but... I wasn't surprised, I guess.
I wasn't surprised because it's who she is.
Yeah, but then at the end, whenever Michaela did ambush her, and she's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Why, how could you ever be here? Because I love her line when she's like, wow, you really think you're important, or whatever she said. And it just, I mean, she's the lawyer for them, the head lawyer for them, whatever, for Antares. So it's like, she clearly knows all the crap that they've done.
Right.
So... And it is such a stupid thing, and it just shows that they're, like, so immature in certain ways, because how could they have thought that this was going to work?
It's not
so
even
stupid.
Yeah.
It's not even all of them. It's like, if Michaela has this thing going on with Tegan because of her mommy issues, which someone brought up in the chat again, it's like, why do you think that you can play me and still get my loyalty and still be on my side? Like, that's regardless of what you've been through, murder or not a murder, you cannot cross me and think we're still going to be good. That makes no sense.
Yeah,
it's because she used to that Annalise mentality of things happening and then mama coming back, kind of,
and forgiving you.
I think that's exactly what it is, and she doesn't know how to deal with that rejection someone who's a mentor to her.
Right.
And
I understand why she felt bad because of Tegan missing the IPO announcement, or how she could think that was, you know, she was involved in that in some way. But I'm also like, you are officially out of the loop. It's not any of your business to know this. And I'm like, what are all of these people going to do for jobs now? Obviously, we have Connor and Asher working with Annalise, but I don't think she's going to employ all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, Laurel's not going to be working for a while.
And I'm pretty sure Tegan's only in the position that she's in for selfish reasons. Yeah. Like, you not seeing her has nothing to do with what happened. It's the fact that there was just a big scandal at the firm, and I need to not be on TV announcing.
Right. Right.
Antares going public.
And it's none of your business, Michaela. Right. Also, like, get out of here. Period. You messed up. You're stupid. Exactly. End of story.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tegan's just really smart. She, like, wants to fly under the radar. Obviously, things are very hot right now. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of has to, like, watch her own ass. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't think she's a vengeful person, so she's not, like, going after people to, like, throw at them under the bus. She's just like, no, I'm going to do me. I'm going to make sure, like, all my ducks are in a row. Like, and Michaela... Really, which is too bad, because I feel like she has shown so many times, like, where she has that boss mentality, like a mini Annalise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this was, like, definitely a step in the wrong direction. Like, and Tegan even called her out on that. She's like, you are smarter than this. Like, what the F are you doing?
Well, in public, to do that, like now there could have potentially been seen together. Right. I can't get over still, this is a telecommunications company. They're literally probably listening to every single thing. So it's just like, literally be smarter than that.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, it's her own fault. She knew this was all a possibility whenever she said yes.
Totally.
But she was trying to do it for a friend.
Just because like she just went to Annalise and she's like, trust me more. Like, I can totally handle it. Like, you should be including me in the plans. It's like, well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Annalise is the only one who understands that George, I want to call him Jorge. Is his name Jorge?
Jorge.
Mm-hmm. Joking. Annalise is the only one that notices that Jorge could literally be listening and watching in on everyone, and she's so calm about it.
Yeah.
But even when she sent Michaela to take care of Laurel, and Michaela wanted those answers, and there Annalise finally laid it out. She's like, okay, you're a grown up, I'm gonna give it to you. And Michaela still runs with it awkwardly. It's like, okay, you guys have grown up, but I still can't treat you like adults because you're still stupid.
Yeah.
Which made me think, why do you think, I mean, granted, Annalise had her reasons, and I thought that it was very level-headed of her to try to keep Laurel in there, but how do you guys feel about that?
I thought it was smart. I thought it was the best thing to do just because look at what they're coming directly off of. They're coming directly off of them hacking this major law firm. She has a gun with her. I mean, it makes sense. Like, and her baby just got taken away. You're going to do probably the craziest stuff you've ever been willing to do when a loved one gets killed, which obviously she was doing, and if someone tries to take your child away.
Totally.
So it's kind of, I agree with it in the sense of, I think that she was doing the right thing, but I know it had to come to an end at some point because, yeah, staying in a room by yourself or mainly by yourself would drive you crazy.
Yeah, definitely cabin fever for sure.
Mm-hmm. And they have the ability, I mean, Frank's there with her. We see him with a sleeping bag or whatever. They have the ability to make sure she doesn't do anything, but it's still like, I mean, she's a wily little cat, little fox, minx, whatever it is. So she's gonna, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and Annalise doesn't even know about, like, the whole heist plan that went down. Mm-hmm. She, like, keeps calling her, like, you guys were at that party. It's like,
She doesn't know?
She knows.
Well, I think she knows somewhat, but she doesn't know all the details that, like, Laurel masterminded this for months, like,
with
Michaela being a spy and, like...
Well, she doesn't know the details. She knows the bigger picture because she found the documents in Wes's apartment. But she definitely doesn't know.
She doesn't know, like, how in-depth that they went. Like, that plan was, like, a bank heist.
Like, I don't understand how they think that they can actually get away with, like, murder in the sense. You've never really... You've gotten away with it, but there's been so many layers of cover-up that I think by the end of whatever season this show goes to, it's all going to blow up. Every murder, every something is going to blow up in their face. This is all just these layers of cover. Well, it's all going to melt down.
Frank feels pretty invincible with his murder as he proudly watched the car crash and kept the phone like it was nothing. Like, dude,
no one cares.
Also, who doesn't have a password on their phone, right? Like, how is he downloading apps and stuff?
He probably broke into it.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But
he's crafty enough, but still.
It's an Antares phone, but I'm sure the CEO of Antares probably has some sort of tracker on that. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not, because they definitely would have found it by this point.
He said it was like a untraceable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But surely they're going to have a way to do it. But, like, that's the other twist. So we see what's-his-face, D.A., why can't I think of his name right now? Denver, meet in the car with Jorge.
Right. I'm glad that was finally confirmed that he is, like, I mean, we all knew, but, like.
Yeah. But it's like, and then it's the mom calling. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just the craziest thing. But also, what a genius way to get rid of a body. Let me just throw that out there. It is. I was like,
you're learning how to get away with murder, April.
Never going to find that. Well, because the whole time I kept
thinking. No.
The whole time I kept thinking.
You
want to
come over here?
I'm like, what is he going to do? He's done all these other methods. He's done, like, a fake car crash. He's burned. Like, he's done all these other things. I'm like, what is he going to do? So that was
You kind of have to give up car, though. So it's not the cheapest way to dispose of a body.
But is it in the guy's car? True, I guess. But he has a suitcase of money, so.
Yeah,
true.
Can we go back to Frank just killing everyone and everyone being okay with it? Like, what did you say when we were watching it? You're like, oh, Frank being Frank.
Classic Frank.
He's a murderer.
Like, yeah, he just killed and they're like, Frank, really? Like, okay.
Oh, Frank.
Here's the thing. So they aren't mad at him for killing. They're mad at him for keeping the phone. You still got the phone?
What?
You still got the phone? Not, oh my gosh, you just killed someone else and you're supposed to be going to law school.
Snap that guy's neck.
For no reason. For literally talking smack about Laurel. Yeah, you don't know her. All right, okay.
I am a little concerned why Worrell isn't like more upset about it. I mean, last episode she was like a little.
She's got a lot going on,
but still, it's like.
Murder's the last thing she's caring about.
Yeah. Well, she also doesn't know about the voicemail yet, though.
She found out about it. She played it 50 times.
Now she does. She put it. Yeah, she was on that.
When she answered her mom's call.
Oh, yeah.
And she still didn't freak out about that. So, I mean, okay, granted, we don't really want her mom being introduced, but I'm pretty sure her mom ties into Kristoff and Dominic, which is the only reason she's coming. Because why is mom calling Dominic? I know dad doesn't know that mom's calling Dominic, so the phone must really be... what do you call those safe phones?
A burner.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. You said that way too quick. I watch a lot of Dateline.
A burner.
The burner didn't get me. It was the or whatever. How she tried to brush it off. Like, oh,
something else.
Well,
all right. You know who to call.
Yeah. Amy watches this show to take notes on killing people.
Basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how. Okay, so they didn't want to tell Laurel. About the voice on, sorry, because they were afraid that she was going to go nuts. But then they're like, oh, no, we do need to ask her because she can connect the dots. I don't think Laurel is going to have any idea of why that voicemail is on his phone. Oh, and I wanted to read this, too. It's a comment from last week. Let me pull it up. Air Jam in our comments said, regarding Wes and Dominic, a lot of people are thinking that Dominic had the voicemail from Wes because he hacked his phone, so they actually don't know each other. And then Juan Carlos says, like y'all said, her... Ooh, I like that. Like y'all said, her dad owns a telecommunications business. Maybe he got the voicemail off of someone's phone. So everyone's kind of... Or majority of our comments from last week, people were saying that they didn't think it was a real voicemail. They thought it was for some, but that's then I'm like, oh, that turned the whole other thing. We've already just been wondering about this for so long.
That's
now,
a whole other line to go down. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's like either way.
That's a lot. I mean, because even in the comments, like, you know, this is not like they keep saying that it's possible that Wes is alive. That just brings in a lot of confusion. And honestly, I'm still trying to get through the mess with Annalise.
Yeah,
to even bring Wes back from the dead. What are we gonna do with Wes? Like, he's like.
Right.
For a second, I thought that was going to be him on the phone, I swear. When she picked it up, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that would have got me. That would have made my night.
Wes coming back to life?
I would have been so hyped.
For a second, I was like, it's Wes?
No. Well, I love Wes. I liked that we got like pieces of him back in this episode. I do not want him to come back from the dead, though. I just kind of got... I'm over Wes at this point. He was like one of my favorite characters. Yeah. But at this point, like you were saying earlier... Right. I don't want this to be, like, the Laurel show. Yeah. Like, it should be about all of them and, like, mainly, like, Annalise being a badass.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I feel like that's when the show is best. Yeah. And every time we go sort of on these, like, side tangents, like, Laurel's... Now, it's her parents and stuff. It's gonna be, like, a very family affair.
Yeah.
For hopefully just, like, one episode. But whenever they go, like, too deep into those directions, I feel like... It kind of spins its wheels a little bit.
Yeah. We don't get the answers that we're actually looking for. Obviously, right. They don't want to give us too many answers. But it just, it's like, it makes you forget about this thing so that whenever it comes back up 6 episodes later, you're like, oh, yeah, that happened. And so, I definitely like it when it's a little more focused. But hopefully,
they gave,
get there.
They gave us the answer of Bonnie not really being in love with Annalise.
Which, I don't believe that, though. You know, I'm still, no. There
you think
is,
she's in love with her?
Yeah, there's still something deep there. And like,
no, I think she loves her. I don't think she's in love with her.
I think she's obsessed with her. I think it's an obsession love where it's you would do anything. If Annalise wants to be romantic with you, you would. If she doesn't, you would. It's whatever that entails.
I agree.
Whatever you want from me, I'm yours, kind of, which is only deeper than being in love with someone, I think.
Only because when Bonnie first admitted, Annalise, I'm in love with you, it was so passionate that it was disgusting. It was truly disgusting. And tonight, granted, I felt some relief when she said, I'm not in love with you, but I feel like she, you know how you try to fill people out, you fill the room to see what your response is going to be. So when she brought up, why were you so mad that I said I was in love with you, she understood that if you went back there, Annalise was walking out the door. So she had to play it in a way to keep Annalise there to have this cry fest of a conversation where she's being petty about
the
envelope.
She played it cool.
It's like, I don't love you. What are you talking about? Wow.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
Are you kidding? We have more than a husband, wife, girlfriend relationship.
Oh, I hated that. I'm just like, I'm so happy that they're not going to go there. because that would just it would just be too much. But I for sure agree. Really Bonnie has a very strange obsession. But they had good moments tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole apology thing had to happen because they do. Annalise does. They were on the outs,
yeah.
But I also could totally imagine Annalise, like, after this whole thing is over and after Bonnie's helped him, being like,
here's another envelope. Like,
no. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. It's the most dysfunctional relationship in this entire show, I think, is the relationship between the two of them.
Right.
And as soon as Bonnie opened up the door, I was like, here we go again. And she's going to cry, and then it's going to go back because the next day, immediately, Bonnie went to Denver's office, you know, and got that recording, and it's just back, back to the same old stuff.
Yeah, Annalise sort of. When she was playing the recording, though, it seemed like it just incriminated her.
Yeah. Because all he said was why.
Exactly. It's like, I want it that more. Bad. Yeah.
But there you go. She's willing to do whatever she possibly can, including essentially ruining her career.
Her life.
Yeah.
More than just her career. Can we talk about how petty she is? Okay, wait, wait.
You were just saying that you were like a fan of Bonnie's.
No. I was a fan of the blue, the royal blue
that looked good on her. Yeah.
Period. I hated her hair. April pointed out that she got a new haircut. I didn't think that it was cute.
Haircut Bonnie.
It was not, I didn't, it was doing something weird. Like, I just finished surfing and my hair is air drying. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. how petty she was when Frank told Annalise to go to Bonnie and apologize. He was like, you know, she just wants an apology because you fired her with the letter. And I'm like, are you seriously hanging on to that? Is that really why you're so mad at me?
That's why. That is why she's so mad at Annalise.
She's hot because and cold
Annalise
like that.
Fired her with a letter. Annalise has all of this reason to be mad upset over
thank goodness you fired me over a letter. Like, what?
It wasn't really just, I don't think, the letter. I think it's the rejection. Just that you are met here. This is all that you're worth. You're just like the interns.
Right.
You're nothing. She lost it. She couldn't.
And then her with Frank and her being like, oh, you were shacking up in the guest room while I was paying to keep this roof over your head. I was like, okay, Mom. But
still, that's kind of not cool for house guests to be like.
They weren't. She and Frank weren't hooking up. Like, they did that one time in the hotel last season. But then, I mean, maybe
I feel
she
like
clearly
they did.
Thought
I feel
something
like they hooked
else was
up at Bonnie's house.
They Who? Haven't been, though.
Frank and
Bonnie.
And
yeah, no. Been dead for
no,
a while,
no, Frank and
though.
Frank and Laurel.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm sure, whatever. But I'm not saying that's the best thing, but she clearly thought that something else was going to happen between the two of them. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been so dang.
Right. Well, I mean, she's also been, like, rejected a lot. Like, the thing with Asher didn't work out, obviously.
She's so crazy.
Slept with Frank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you look at where she came from. Like, her past is troubled, to say the least. And so, like, she is a very damaged person. And when she met Annalise, like, back in the day, Annalise, like, basically saved her and, like, made her into, like, a human, pretty much.
Yeah, I know I'm a Bonnie hater, but Khalid pointed out one of her good lines tonight. So when she was talking to Frank, and she was like, well, Wes died, so you just slipped right back in to fill the hole.
Right.
I felt like that was a really strong read. Kudos to Bonnie for, like, being able to just snap back like that, because it's true.
Yeah.
Like, when Annalise had Wes, it was like, okay, Frank, you get on my nerves, bye.
Yeah.
And now that he's gone, it's kind of like, oh, I need my son back. Mm-hmm. Where are
well,
you?
Well, she needs someone to, like, fix stuff for her.
True. Right.
To murder people out. For her.
The reality is she only went to Bonnie because she wanted to help Laura. Bonnie, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that kind of sounds really hard.
Yeah.
But it's true, though. I don't think Annalise would have ever gone to talk to Bonnie if she didn't need her for something.
Yeah. And can we get into... So when we were watching it and her and Bonnie were talking, Annalise was saying something about putting your fingers down my throat. And then you were saying because she was drunk. But I feel like Annalise tried to kill herself. Do you think that was after she lost her baby? Like, what is that scenario?
So I was thinking she was just, like, so drunk that she... You know, obviously people, like, choke on their vomit all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. But what you said, and then Bonnie saw her and made her puke. What you said makes sense. More so even that she was like trying to commit suicide. It would be like a twist because we've never heard anything about that before.
Right.
But I mean, I could imagine because she's, it has to have been like after a dark moment like that.
Yeah, I forget what it was that, I forget what transpired it, but something
remember.
Dark happened.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
see,
I mean,
like, again, that's like their relationship is complicated. I mean, it was super corny of Bonnie saying it like that, but it is. I mean, she essentially like saved her life.
But
it sounds like
I just keep going back to what really like good stuff has Bonnie done for Annalise? Bonnie has saved her life potentially, whether it was suicide or from whatever, for whatever reason, Bonnie saved her life. Bonnie was also in love with her husband and, like, made out with him. Bonnie also killed someone in her basement.
I feel like that's more on Sam. Like, he was a master manipulator, psychologist.
But she was in love with him. And even though Annalise was her best friend, she loves Annalise so much, too. I'm not saying that she wasn't manipulated, but she still, like, let herself go there.
Let herself be brainwashed. Yeah.
Exactly. She just haven't done much for Annalise in the sense of, I'm like,
I disagree. I mean, obviously we haven't seen everything that she's done, but she's been like a loyal, like, employee for, you know, probably decades. Yeah. Like, she, and being a lawyer is not easy work. Like, it's 24/7 pretty much, depending on the case. So, like, she's done a ton of that, like, over the years. Like, you know, she's also killed some people.
True.
I don't think Rebecca was her first.
Why? Like, I definitely don't think Rebecca was her first. She killed her with a plastic bag over her head.
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes.
Why are we admiring Bonnie right now?
I don't know. It's not the Bonnie, like, show either.
The rebuttal.
So what do you think? While we're on Bonnie, we can wrap it up there, because I think she's next on the block to be in danger. Denver was talking to Laurel's dad, and he's like...
You know what was pretty awesome? It was really awesome that she went in there trying to fish for something and all he said was why, which we talked about.
Right.
Not even realizing that he probably was up on game, like, oh, this little Annalise Mo is trying to get me.
Right.
And he literally went straight to Jorge and was like, what's that saying?
I'm actually surprised that Denver was, like, that savvy to be like, this is a trap.
Yeah. I am too, because obviously Bonnie did something really good for him.
Right.
Oh, but maybe...
That's the red flag.
Maybe they went... He went to Jorge because I don't think he knew that Bonnie knew about all of that stuff being on Simon's computer. So then it's kind of like, wait, how would she know to even look at all of this? And just the fact that she has the information in general.
Yeah.
Like, even if she erased it for him, even if she did whatever, it's still a problem that she knows that it happened.
Right.
But I think that she was... I don't think that she wasn't unsatisfied with what she got. Because she went in there and she was talking really fast with him, too.
Yeah.
She wasn't really giving him time to speak. She didn't pause and let him really answer. Mm-hmm. And then she left saying, you're welcome, and just walked out.
Yeah.
So I think that it... I don't think she was actually fishing for more stuff. And then she went back and listened to the tape and kind of seemed satisfied with it. Well, so I don't know.
She just wanted him essentially to admit that that was a true thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I found the stuff directly linking Antares to your campaign funds, but don't worry, I got rid of it. So he didn't say, what? That's not true.
But couldn't she have tried to pull for more stuff, though? She
but
really
she
went
she
quick.
Because it would have been too obvious.
Yeah.
But I think her covering his behind more than once, although he's been evil to her, was the red flag for him. It's like, okay, because this is the second time that you're saying you're welcome. I didn't ask you to do any of that. I actually have never had conversations about either of this with you. Mm-hmm. So, what point are you trying to prove? The only thing that you're showing me is that you're really trying to win it over with me, and that scares me, because why? Why are you trying to get close to me?
Right.
She already has all of this other dirt on him, so we know she's going to keep her job. And I know, you know, because he had that moment at the beginning where he's like, oh, I thought you were done with them because of the Asher stuff. And so she did it in that way. Obviously, she did it for information, but she poised it in that way to be like, oh, by the way, I'm not on them. I'm fully with you. But it was just, I mean, he's smarter than that.
Yeah. Obviously. Well, and also, I think he probably, if he had that dirt on him, he probably has, like, a lot of other skeletons in the closet. So he's like, if she can find this super easily, she's just digging around for stuff. This is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I know we're about to jump into predictions, but can I just say how disappointed I am in Jorge for not knowing that Dominic's dead?
Yeah, like, he hasn't answered his phone for days.
You have no suspicion, like, so this is just what Dominic does, like, you're not gonna go find him, like...
Maybe he does. Maybe this is all just a ruse. Maybe it's something that's gonna come out. There's always something.
I don't know if he doesn't know that he's dead,
like, your main man for however long hasn't answered his phone in days, you clearly know something's up.
Yeah.
So why is it still, like...
Plus, I feel like Dominic is afraid of Laurel's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, how he was talking about him to Laurel on the phone, like, before everything went down. seemed like he would never, like, miss a call ever.
Well, if you're willing to do the stuff that Jorge's done to his daughter, imagine what he would be willing to do to anyone else who wronged him. So, I mean, of course, he's always, even if, a lot of times the person that should be the most scared is the person that's closest to the head. So, I mean, I'm sure he was not the biggest fan of him.
Totally. But, well, yeah, let's make some predictions then.
Your After Buzz TV.
I guess my only prediction is that Nate has the hard drive.
Oh, that's pretty good. Come back to me.
Laurel is not going to get custody.
That's not fun.
Too easy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Maybe mom comes in and pulls rank.
Mom makes it worse. Mom looks like a psycho in the sand, and they're like, you're not backing her up.
Yeah, I like that.
Laurel's mom and Wes had a connection. Some kind of connection. And that's all I got.
Really? Just gonna leave us at that. That's a deep one.
That's all I got. I can't figure out why.
Simmer on that. Well, yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see next week. Until then, where can the people find you guys?
Rob M.M. says, who has the hard drive? Maggie. Let's not bring Maggie back.
Yeah.
Maggie. No, we've been talking about Maggie the whole show.
Well, because they showed her in that flashback with her dad. No. Maggie, never again. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
You can I don't want to leave. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
You can find me at NadineDP in the number 3.
You guys can find me at Hey John Blake. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.